5s in the morning. KEX News Time 7:36.
Good morning, Mike Phillips here with your morning update on News Radio 1190 KEX. Coming up straight ahead in sports, something you don't see very often happen in Berkeley with the Ducks yesterday. We'll tell you what that is. Plus, Rush Limbaugh talks about some Republicans who are rewriting their past because of the election results. But right now, some people do their part through donations to established charities, but there are others who take matters into their own hands and take direct action. Patrick Hansborough, who's a local realtor, and his wife decided to combine a holiday get-together with a few friends with a need to help low-income families, started an event called Madeline's Party. Now, let's go back a few years, Patrick, and kind of trace the roots of this thing.
Started out with about 20 people, and over the past 15 years, we've grown to about 315 participants.
Okay, Madeline's Party, for those who may not be acquainted, this is a group of people who get together every year around the holidays, have a good time, have a band, have food, and also, what else, what is your primary goal? What's your primary mission?
Well, our mission is to bring families in the Portland metro area a little relief over the holidays. What we do is we adopt 15 families from the Family Assistance Foundation, and then we put their wish list online and invite our friends and family to participate in claiming some of these gifts and bringing them to the party. The party is basically a big thank you event for everybody's generosity who participate in the event.
I see. So in advance of the party, there's a place they can go online, find out what it is people need, and sign up, sign on to provide some of this stuff.
Oh, that's absolutely correct. We usually get about 300 to 500 gifts per year for these families in need. And these are people that ranges from little kids all the way on up to seniors. So they're families who, through some issue, have gone through some hardship, and they're really trying to make it.
Certainly a lot of families like that in this economic climate, aren't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, your mission is not to get more people to your party, because very honestly, you've got all you can handle right now. But the neighbors are going to begin to complain, Patrick. But the idea you'd like to do is to kind of get see this thing catch on and have more and more people plan their own version of this, right?
That's true. What we would like to see is people start their own little events. Similar to Madeline's Party. And if anybody needs any help with that or needs some information, please feel free to give me a call or shoot me an email, and my wife Rhonda and I would be happy to walk you through the process. Nobody has to make it this big, honestly. It's kind of a surprise for us to see it come to almost 350 people. And it grows year after year.
Well, friends tell friends, and the next thing
absolutely.
You know. Yeah.
It's true. And everybody has a great time, and the people who show up are just wonderful individuals all the way around, and they have a good time. And one of the big things is that this is a kid-friendly event, and the kids participate as much as the adults. I've heard from family members that their kids want to go on out and buy these items for the families in need, and they have fun shopping.
Kind of instill that sense of giving in kids at a young age.
At a very young age. And when they bring the toy or the gift item to the event and they see this huge stack of items that they're contributing, they get this overwhelming sense of belonging to a community.
Okay. You got your house band playing again this year?
That's correct. Rusty Mojo is the house band, and we'll be knocking out some of the oldie moldy goldie spaghettis.
Tell Bob to keep hammering that cymbal. Anyways, if they want to find out more in general, you guys got a website, right?
Yes, we do. It's madelinesparty.com. That's madelinesparty.com. They can go there, find out about the event. They can also email me to find out how they can do an event of their own.
Doing a ton of good one-on-one, Patrick, you guys.
Well, I'd just like to thank everybody who participates in this event and let the people know who want to do an event like this that it's very easy to start, and all you have to do is open up the door for other people to give.
Madeline's Party and Patrick Hansborough, who, again, they started this thing just kind of as a lark a few years ago, with a number of friends, and now it's grown to like 350 people. They have to rent a hall, started, I think, in somebody's home. And it's something you can do also. MadelinesParty.org can tell you more about how to organize one of these events. Straight ahead, time saver traffic.